You're listening to Mommy's Playroom Podcast with your host, Christy Fetterly. I'm a mom, former educator, and author who loves to delve into the world of sexual discovery and health. Most days, you can find me typing vigorously at my computer on my farm and usually baking goodies for the kids. However, each week, I'll be popping into your ears to explore different aspects of sexuality and relationships, inviting guest experts to share what they have to say, and inviting you to join in on your own sexual revolution.
All right. Hi there, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Mommy's Playroom Podcast, where we talk about all things empowerment, confidence, and of course, the awkward, occasional, and hilarious moments that life throws our way. And speaking of some of those awkward and hilarious moments, did you know that March is actually Autoimmune Disease Awareness Month? I didn't realize how many autoimmune diseases there were, but we get to have our own little party and everyone's invited to join, whether you like it or not. So what I decided to kind of focus this episode on is just kind of talking a little bit about my autoimmune disease journey and how I've had to work to kind of regain my confidence, regain kind of ownership over my body and all of those kind of things. So we're going to take a little trip down memory lane and back to the time when I was pregnant with my oldest son. So picture this. I'm trudging through the first trimester feeling like my body has decided to be absolutely allergic to having a baby. And that's really what I convinced myself was going on. I had more than just morning sickness. I had like all day sickness and my body kind of decided to take it up a notch and stop digesting food altogether, which was pretty awesome and super convenient. Because I was pregnant, like the doctors couldn't do a whole lot of testing or, you know, invasive kind of procedures to see what was going on. And so by the time I had my son, I'd only gained about 6 pounds during the pregnancy, and he weighed a whopping 6 pounds, 8 ounces. So that whole feeling like a human garbage disposal, like during the whole pregnancy, wasn't necessarily something I had in mind. And then after I had him, I was like super, super sick. And I remember even just there were times where it was like I was giving him a bottle and I was in the bathroom. Like it was pretty awesome. Fast forward just a little bit through like a whirlwind of doctor's appointments, bathroom runs that could literally rival a marathon, and enough bleeding to make a vampire jealous. But doctors just kept scratching their heads like they were trying to solve some kind of Rubik's Cube in the dark. And my husband likes to remind me that I definitely looked like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. So not necessarily like this glowing, you know, maternal health that I pictured my first pregnancy being, right? And so the doctors are trying to figure things out. I had a blood transfusion, which made me feel superhuman, which was awesome. And then, right, I went back to work and I was trying to teach a class of high schoolers. I think this is like one of the defining moments, but I was teaching high school when suddenly like my stomach started to do just this grumbly, crazy thing. So I bolted out of the classroom, kind of like my pants were on fire, only to realize that I was living out a scene straight from Bridesmaids. So I had my own little moment in the hallway and shuffled to the bathroom, got, you know, cleaned up however I could, and then went back to my classroom to call the principal to tell her I had to go home. What I remember most about that was that I called my doctor once I got to the car and I was like, hey, like, one, I'm 24 at the time and I just literally shit my pants at work and that's not something that I thought should happen. So I called and I was talking to the doctor and he was like, oh yeah, like, no, that's kind of what's going on with you and that is going to be your new normal. So you want to, you know, carry an emergency bag with you and have a change of clothes at all times, which, you know, really made me feel like a super amazing, like confident, sexy woman, having to carry, you know, carry extra underwear and everything and not knowing whether or not I was gonna not be able to contain myself. So that kind of went on for a couple years, just kind of this weird limbo back and forth. It definitely impacted me and my husband's adult time. It definitely had a lot of impacts, I think, in my life. And thinking about it now, there was definitely like a point where I didn't necessarily feel like I had control over it. Like it kind of dictated my life. So after kind of a few years of that, I was in the hospital again because of my symptoms and things just freaking out. And a doctor suggested that I get tested for gluten allergies. And lo and behold, turns out gluten was a pretty strong villain that whole time. So, you know, who knew something as innocent looking as bread could wreck so much havoc on someone's insides. And I think the hardest part was that, like, for me, when I don't feel good, like, I wanted, like, macaroni and cheese and grilled cheese sandwiches and yummy comfort foods. So that doctor wasn't sure, like, if the gluten had caused the ulcerative colitis, which is the autoimmune disease I have, or if the ulcerative colitis caused the gluten intolerance. Either way, I've been mostly gluten-free since then. There was a Nutty Buddy incident of 2023 and a few other accidental gluten poisonings along the way, but I've gotten really good at reading labels and also being a total pain when ordering at restaurants and takeout and all of those things. But while things were a little bit more under control, we moved back to Maui, and my husband and I decided to kind of dive into the world of CrossFit, which also introduced me to the paleo diet. And suddenly, like, my symptoms vanished. I was feeling like a million bucks. Confidence is soaring. Bedroom activities with husband were getting some upgrades. And I didn't realize, like, that this whole caveman cuisine could be the secret to unlocking my inner goddess. But, like, there was a few years where it was pretty awesome. And just when I thought I had this autoimmune beast tamed, I wasn't on medication, I was living my life, maybe I started to slip up on things a little bit. Between juggling work and school and the chaos of everyday life, my symptoms came roaring back with a vengeance. And let's not forget that I'm at that point living on an island with limited access to healthcare, limited doctors that actually have any idea what's going on. And then you throw in a global pandemic, right? Just for good measure. Why not? And that kind of, you know, changed the path of my disease a little bit. But every storm eventually passes, right? We made major moves, changed our life. We now live in a place where I have access to specialists who actually understand my disease. I work from home, which has become my new norm, which means less stress and more time for other activities. But I just wanted to kind of share a little bit of my autoimmune story. I know that there's fellow autoimmune warriors out there. We may have our battles, our flare-ups, our moments where it feels like the universe definitely has it out for us, but we are stronger than we know. And if all else fails, just remember, pack an emergency bag with a change of clothes, because life is honestly way too short to let a little thing like an autoimmune disease cramp our style. But I just wanted to kind of share it a little bit because it's definitely been a journey and an understanding of, okay, so this is something that I deal with. Right? It's something that everyone in my family deals with, but it doesn't have to define me, and I can definitely work beyond it, even if there's little strategies like, no joke, carrying a change of clothes. I actually have like a little porta potty kind of thing in my trunk. Not that I've used it yet, but it's there just in case. But I think having that understanding and knowing and listening to your body, that's where you gain your power back from having an autoimmune disease. And I think knowing that you can feel sexy and confident, even on days where maybe it's not the greatest, but being open and sharing with your partner too, like, hey, like, I'm having a crappy day today, or I'm having major symptoms today, or this is happening, so that it doesn't impact your relationship, because it can definitely get to the point where if you're not being open and honest with your partner, they can think that something else is going on, or that you're, you know, just always not in the mood or whatever, right? But just wanted to share a little bit about that. And then also, I'm super excited to share that there's a few things coming up in April. I'll be on a few podcasts as a guest, and we have some guest speakers coming on. And so we're branching out and growing, which is awesome. Don't forget to comment and share and like your favorite episodes with others so that we can continue to grow this community. Thank you all.